the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in by APRS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in via Echolink, node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet, then give your name and your location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAC 2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. I'd like to recognize W2MJB, my husband Mark, is in the other room. K3DOV, the upstate ARC, checking in. KA3JCA, Mr. Richard from Simpsonville, with Miss Sally and Miss Ashley, KA4JCA, and KA4ACL. Then Mr. Brian AM4JWP, Mr. Mel from Prosperity, K4XMR, Mr. Fred checking in from Traveler's Rest, along with his wife Miss Isla, W4FCM, and N4IEI. Next we have Mr. Andrew checking in from Simpsonville, W2AMD, Mr. Andy checking in from Table Rock, KI4LZI. Rusty checking in from Moore, WU2T. Mr. Jim checking in from Pelzer, KW4TS. Tony checking in from Asheville, N4ASW. Jerry from Anderson, N4DJC. Mr. Fred checking in from StarTex, KI4MRA. Richard from Greenville, K4ROW. Mr. Ken checking in from Pickens, KA2AXQ. And Jack checking in from Greenville, KJ4UHF. And last early check-in that I have is Mr. Tyler checking in from Taylor's, W4CTW. Can't check in at 9 or shortly after. It's great to take advantage of that early check-in. You go on the internet to brars.cc, B-R-A-R-S.cc, and then select in the menu the net pre-check-in, and then it gives you the boxes to fill in there. So I appreciate people taking the time to do that. At this time, I'd like to go to Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. Please check in by calling Net Control.
Net Control, this is Kilo Echo Zero Uniform, Uniform X-Ray. This is Joe. I'm mobile in Waynesville this evening. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you for calling the net.
4HTP, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm in Pelzer tonight. 70 for you, Miss Wendy, Mark, and all the net be negative and negative tonight.
And 4HTP, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Joe checking in mobile near Waynesboro, KE0UUX. Next, I'd like to welcome Fred, checking in from Pelzer, KO4NNH. Thanks for joining us tonight, Mr. Fred. And then I'd like to welcome John, checking in from Brown Summit, KN4RJN. Mr. John, I have you down for some RAC 2 later. Thank you for joining us. All right, at this time, I'll go ahead and move to our regular RF check-ins tonight. And tonight, being Monday night, we will begin with Echo Through Hotel, E through H. Please check in by calling KN4HTP or Net Control.
Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HCAT. That's Patrick in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight with you. Thank you for calling in.
For HTP. Wendy, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 Easy in, Harry and Candler, and we'll stick around tonight, Wendy.
Control, check in out of order. Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima. KA5WLL, Leroy Mobile, short-term, negative and negative.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Patrick, checking in from Penrose, KO4HKX. Thanks for joining us tonight, Patrick. Next, I'd like to welcome my friend Harry, checking in from Candler, KC4EZN. Harry, I have you down for some RAD 2 later. Then I'd like to welcome Mr. Leroy, checking in. He is mobile, KA5WLL. Thanks for joining us around the radio tonight, Mr. Leroy. All right, is there anyone else at this time in the group Echo Through Hotel? Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4HTP to check in.
KN4HTP. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November, Nelson, and Greenville, and Roger Spartanburg, negative and negative.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Nelson, who is mobile, near Greenville, KO4GUN. Thanks for joining us tonight, Nelson. Hope you have an uneventful drive. All right, I guess at this time I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima, I through L. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, set 73s for each one of you.
TP. Hope you and Mark are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Mark, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
For HTP. Wendy, thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. James, checking in from Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, checking in from Fletcher, W4IOE. Thanks for joining us tonight, Sid. Hope you have a good evening as well. Then I'd like to welcome my friend Mr. Larry and his wife Miss Donna, checking in from Greer, KK4JBQ, and KC4MFK. Please say hello to Miss Donna Forrest, and I hope you're having a good night out there in Greer. All right, I'll give another opportunity here for the group India through Lima, I through L. Please check in by calling Net Control. KN4 HTP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa, M through P. Please call net control to check in.
Blue HTP, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Arena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Reed, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Shell, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
N4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Miss Lorena, checking in from Piedmont, KK4ONO. Miss Lorena brings along her husband, Mr. Rick, and daughter, Miss Michelle, KK4DMW, and KM4MOQ. Miss Lorena, please pass along my greetings to Mr. Rick and Miss Michelle. I'd like to welcome Mr. Walt, checking in from Inman, K4OIM. Good to hear you on the radio, Mr. Walt. And I will pass along your greetings to Mark. Hope you're having a good evening. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Lloyd, checking in from Simpsonville, KO4PXB. Nice to hear you on the radio, Lloyd. Thanks for checking in. And then I have Mr. Chan, checking in from Easley, KO4WWZ. Chan, thanks for checking in, and permission granted. I like having the power to go ahead and secure your station. Thanks for checking in. All right, is there anyone else in the group, Mike through Papa, M through P, that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in.
HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. Good evening to you and all on the net. Thanks for calling the net. I'll be negative and negative.
KN4HTP, please check in. Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo Robert and Joanna. Thanks for calling the net. I will be negative and negative tonight. 73s.
KN4HTP. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and I'm at home in Campobello. Please also check in with my husband, Chad. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. He's also at home with me in Campobello, and we will be in and out tonight. So, Mark, we said hello, and thanks for calling the net tonight, Wendy.
N4HTP, check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Chris, and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR. Mr. Tom, I wasn't fast enough to write down your location. Can you recheck with your location, please?
Yes, Wendy, that's N0TR. I'm in Greer. I don't know if I said it or not, so it might not have been your fault.
Mr. Tom, I have your location as Greer, N0TR. Thank you for joining us tonight. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Robert, checking in from Joanna, KD4CRR. It's good to hear you on the radio, Robert. Next, I'd like to welcome my friend, Miss Anna, checking in from Campobello, and her friend and husband, Chad, KO4RYP and KO4NUE. Thanks for checking in tonight, Miss Anna, and please say hello to Mr. Chad for us. And I will pass along your greetings to my husband, Mark. Next, I'd like to welcome Chris, checking in from Liberty, KO4QLG. Chris, it's nice to hear you on the radio. Thank you for joining us tonight. All right, I'll give another opportunity here for the group Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Please check in by calling Net Control.
Net Control, recheck, please. Not your fault, of course, but correction on the call sign for Robert and Laura Lawrence, a.k.a. Joanna. It is Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. And that is all.
Mr. Robert, no, that fault is totally mine because in my mind, Sierra is a C. No logic behind it. Craziness all over the place. Sierra is S, but in my brain, it's a C. And so I have to think twice, and if I don't think twice, then I write it down as a C. So anyway, thanks for that correction. I appreciate it. I like my log to be as accurate as possible. So KD4SRR, Mr. Robert from Joanna. Thank you for that correction. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for Q through T, Quebec through Tango. Please call Net Control.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, head in Brevard. No comments, no traffic. I'll be monitoring.
10-4 HTP. Whiskey 4, Tango Oscar Alpha. W4, TOA, Grant. Cedar Mountain, North Carolina, Wendy. Thank you for calling the net tonight. Have a good evening. 73s, everyone.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Ed, checking in from Brevard, WD8RON. Thanks for joining us tonight, Ed. Next up, I'd like to welcome Grant, checking in from Cedar Mountain. Sounds like a great place. I love the smell of cedar. He is W4TOA. Thanks for joining us. Hope you have a good evening as well. All right, at this time, I would like to move us to the group Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Please call Net Control to check in.
Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That is K4XB. Name is Tommy. Location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
AN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy checking in from Southern Greenville County. K4XB. Thank you for checking in, Tommy. Hope you're having a good evening as well. At this time, I'll give another opportunity for the group Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. At this time, I'd like to move us to the group Alpha through Delta, A through D. Please call Net Control to check in.
KN4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Good to hear you calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
HTP, 10 Kilo Charlie 2, Delta, Quebec, Victor, Bob and Gray Court, negative and negative.
HTP. Wendy, please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima, Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
HTP, please check in K1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey, Roland and Pickens, negative, negative, and a very good evening to all.
HTP, Wendy, Mr. Mark in the net, please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Wendy and Mark, and all on the net.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, checking in from Greer, W4DJW. I'd also like to express gratitude to Mr. Dave for the extra time that he puts in to manage this net. Next up, I'd like to welcome Bob, checking in from Great Court, KC2DQV. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Bob. Next, I'd like to welcome Kurt, checking in from Greenville, KM4BLH. I appreciate you checking in tonight. Then I'd like to welcome Mr. Roland, checking in from Pickens, K1CJW. Hope you have a good evening, Mr. Roland. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, checking in from Easley, KI4DOS, and Miss Joy, K3JOY. Thank you for checking in tonight, Gary. Gary calls the net on Wednesday evenings, and he has a swap net afterwards, and it's very interesting to listen to. Mr. Gary, hope you're having a good evening, and I will pass along your greetings to Mr. Mark. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for our group Alpha through Delta, A through D. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
For HTP. Please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
KN4, HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome KB2, BYQ, Mr. Dave, checking in from Easley. Hope you have a good evening as well. Sorry, I got the radio cord caught on my bracelet, so I'm moving the mic around, so I hope that didn't influence the signal much. But anyway, sorry about that. Thanks for checking in, Mr. Dave. And looks like at this time, I'll open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call Net Control to check in.
For HTB. Please check in Kilo 3, Juliet Tango Delta. K3JTD. This is Jim in Buffalo, South Carolina. Negative and negative, 73. Check in Kilo Yankee 4 Echo Foxtrot. Barry, I'm in Central at KY4EF. No comments, no announcements tonight. Thank you for calling the net.
Four Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Gene and Tedders, negative and negative, over.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Jim, checking in from Buffalo, K3JTD. Thanks for joining us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you're having a good evening. Next, I'd like to welcome Barry, checking in from Central, KY4EF. Thanks for joining us tonight. Then I'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, checking in from Taylor's, W4FHJ. Good to hear your voice on the radio, Mr. Gene. Hope you're having a good evening. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for the group Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in.
Kilo Oscar 4. Yankee Hotel Yankee. It's Jim
in Greenville.
KN4 HTP net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Jim checking in from Greenville, KO4YHY. Thanks for joining us tonight, Jim. Hope you're having a good evening. We have a great group so far. I have 57 check-ins. I'm really pleased with that for a Monday evening. And at this time, I will secure the formal portion of the net with my thanks for all who checked in. All stations wishing to secure may do so now. We will now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. At this time, I'd like to check in on my friend John, KN4RJN, up in Brown Summit. Did you get a little sprinkling of rain today, Mr. John?
But, oh.
This is KN4RJN. No, we didn't. We had some clouds go over, but for the most part, it was relatively clear skies until the sun went down, and then it got cloudy. Space shuttle was supposed to go over about 9:06, but it was too cloudy for me to see it. But in any event, we have coming up on Monday, August 8th, two of Jupiter's moons, Europa and Ganymede, will cross in front of it at the same time. Somewhere in the vicinity of, let's see, they gave me Atlantic Daylight Time. it'll happen somewhere between, about 2 o'clock GMT, and we are GMT minus 4, so in the 10, 11 o'clock range. If you have a telescope and can find Jupiter, you can see for about 80 minutes or so, both Ganymede and Europa's little black shadows crossing in front of Jupiter, which should be interesting to see. And if you don't have a telescope, on August 12th, the Perseids meteor shower will peak sometime after midnight. There will be a full moon, but the full moon will be further over towards the west than Perseus is, so you might be able to still see a few. The Perseuses will give you about 100 meteors per hour. And it'll peak sometime shortly after midnight when it'll be highest in the sky. Perseus will come up about 11 o'clock thereabouts. It rises in the northeast, and it will get up high in the sky in a couple of hours after that. And if you have a lawn chair and a pair of eyes, that's all you need, that and a good beverage, and lay back, and clear skies, of course. Lay back and enjoy the show.
That sounds great, that meteor shower. About 100 meteors per hour, peaks around midnight. That's pretty reasonable for me, too. So I'm going to head out for that one for sure. And not often you get to see, well, for me anyway, the shadows of moons across Jupiter. So that'll be pretty interesting as well. Do you think you're going to head out to see that one yourself?
It is KN4RJN. If the skies are clear, skies haven't been cooperating with me too much here of late. But, if the skies are clear, I might try to put a scope on that and see what I can see.
Very nice. Thank you for the star report. It cooled off enough this evening that I was able to go out. Well, I enjoyed going out, let's put it that way, onto the back porch and watching for the hummingbird who comes by. And I took Shadow out there, and I got her a little, I don't know, let's call it a lawn chair for a dog. And she came out with me and checked it out. It was the first time she stayed on it. She's had the opportunity to use it since I got it. Let's put it that way. It's just been way too hot. And I think she enjoyed it. She kept her eyes open, so she was listening, because I don't think in the house she hears all the same sounds as we do outside with all the birds and the insects and that kind of thing. But that was pretty pleasant for me to enjoy some time outside that wasn't too hot for me. And I noticed sometime during the night, some little critter came in on my screen porch and dug through one of my houseplants. So that's pretty odd, too, just because I've never seen it before. And I can't imagine what they might have been looking for. I mean, it's just dirt like everywhere else. But I enjoy time outside. So that was a plus for my day.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, my dog is, we've got a couple hummingbird, more than a couple hummingbirds coming to the feeders on the back deck, and some of them are fairly quiet when they come flying in, and some of them sound like a bumblebee on steroids, and the ones that buzz really loud scare the dog, and he wants to go back inside. He didn't want anything to do with that, but I've got one hummingbird that an ornithologist would refer to as ruby-throated. I just call him Redneck. And he sits in a little Chinese maple tree just off the corner of the deck and watches the bird, hummingbird feeder. And if another hummingbird comes near it or up to it, he runs up and chases them away and flies around a little bit and then goes back to his perch in the tree and waits for the next guy. And it is hilarious to watch. It's like, you know, this is his bird feeder and nobody else can use it. And there's like four or five of them hanging out there. But anybody gets near one of them, and he's got to come flying over and make an issue of it. So it's it's kind of comical to watch.
Trying to identify the hummingbird that comes to my feeder, but he has no red throat or a red neck. He's all white on his belly and appears to be black on his back, but usually when he comes towards me or the feeder, I see his white belly. So he likes the crepe myrtle tree that grows right out there, too. So I've seen him. I saw him before I put out the hummingbird feeder, and he seems to enjoy the feeder as well, but the crepe myrtle just as much. But I haven't identified what he is yet, unless a ruby-throated hummingbird can not have a ruby throat, in which case that's probably what he is, because I know they're pretty common around here.
This is KN4RG, and yeah, last year we had quite a few, and we had ones with had one with a red throat, had one with a green throat, one that had a kind of a dark, looked almost black throat. So they come in a number of varieties, and one of them was kind of greenish. Most of them are, you know, brownish or dark brown or black, with different colorings on their on their throats and their bellies, but there's a number of varieties that fly around up here, and I'm sure down in there too. So, but my little redneck hummingbird is extremely territorial when it comes to the bird feeders. He thinks he owns all of them, and it doesn't matter who's on which one. He'll come and get into it, flying fit with them, and chase them off, and then go back to his tree and sit on the perch and wait for the next guy. So it's kind of funny to watch.
Too bad he doesn't know that it's a nip water, that he has no need to defend it, because the faster they drink it, the faster it'll get replaced. Poor guy, he's confused. I have the birdseed feeder that I have out. The cardinal is king, the male cardinal. When he doesn't defend it from other birds, but if he's around and nobody comes by, and if somebody's there when he comes to the feeder, they all leave. So he's the alpha cardinal, or the alpha bird in my backyard anyway. But he's gorgeous, really brilliant red with a brilliant orange beak, and he's fun to watch. It's right outside the kitchen window, and he comes by in the evening when sometimes we sit around the kitchen table after dinner and talk and you know, work on a few things, email and whatever, anyway. Just our companionship time, and I often catch him out there, and he doesn't seem to mind a little conversation noise from us, but I'm always careful not to move, because I don't want to scare him off. I enjoy watching him.
This is KN4RJ, and Richard on Echolink said it was a black chin hummingbird that you have.
I see that. Thank you. KA3JCA, I appreciate that. Now I'm going to look up a picture of that bird on online, and then I will know. Usually I do it the other way around. I take a photograph of my bird at the feeder, and then I try to figure out who it is, but this way will work better for me. Somebody else has already identified and said what he is, and then I can just verify, oh yeah, That's who it is. So thank you for that tip. It will be fun for me to read about the black-chinned hummingbird. I'm glad you know and are sharing your knowledge. Well, what was the weather like for you up there, Mr. John?
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, it was a lot cooler. It was sunny, but it was a lot cooler. It had some big white fluffy clouds blowing over, but mostly blue sky. And it was considerably cooler than it has been. I got the grass mowed a couple days ago before the big rain came through, so I don't have to mess with that for a while. So it was nice sitting out on the back deck and watching the hummingbirds and the other animals frittering around. We have a bunny rabbit that comes out every once in a while, and a few deer run through the backyard every once in a while, so the wildlife's in motion.
KN4RJ, and this is KN4HTP. Mark was out the back of the yard. He was adjusting the sprinklers. The power company shut off the power in our area for an hour on Wednesday anyway. So he had to reset the sprinkling system. He was out there working on that and found a back edge of the garden that hadn't been getting much water, but it's where my squash plants were. And he brought in like six of these yellow summer squash that had escaped my view. They were well hidden. And I think they're too big to eat, but I'm not sure. I haven't looked that up. But they're a lot bigger than I would have let them grow if they hadn't been hiding from me. I don't know. I don't mind digging out the seeds, but I'm wondering if they're going to taste bitter or anything. But also getting a lot of peppers that are ripening, and I have a few tomatoes that have turned yellow. So I think things must slow down a little bit when it's hot, except for my squash plants. Have you ever, have you heard what people do if they let their squash get a little too large for the usual eating?
This is KN4RJ, and I have absolutely no idea. I tried growing tomatoes once when we were stationed out at White Sands Missile Range, New Mexico. And the plants came up nicely, and the flowers popped out, and then the sun got hot, and every one of the blooms fell off from the heat. And I said, okay, well, that shoots out. I'm not a farmer. Although I am going to try and put some blueberry bushes out back for next year, and maybe a couple other things. But I saw a meme on, I guess probably Facebook, I don't know, teach a man to fish and he eats for a day, teach a woman to garden and everybody in the neighborhood gets zucchini. So so that's the extent of my knowledge.
That's true. Nobody likes to waste their homegrown produce. It is about time. I should look around at church by the front door. Sometimes people bring a box of extra tomatoes or squash from their garden. It's about time I can enjoy the fruits of other people's labors. Thanks for reminding me about that. I usually come in the side door, but I'm going to switch to the front door for the next few weeks. there's something else I was going to ask you about. White Sands. So I remember I visited there one time as a kid, the actual White Sands. It's like, is it a national park or New Mexico park or something? But that was pretty amazing. All that white, it was like a different planet. Did you ever get the chance to go visit there?
Tis KN4RJ. And yeah, the missile range is just right off of the national park. And and we would go out there from time to time, and you had to wear sunglasses because the sun's coming down and it's bouncing off that. So you might as well be walking on a mirror. The brightness of that thing, it's like walking on snow in a bright sunshine, and it's gypsum. And you can sled down some of the hills if you get a good going. I don't know if they still let you do that or not, but they did, you know, several years ago. But yeah, we went out there from time to time. There was this place in Turkey that was similar, but it was water-based dissolved calcium, and a place called Pamukkale, and these big, huge, tiered, almost like the Babylon Hanging Gardens, these big pools with, you know, white dissolved calcium around them that would drip down and into the next pool and so forth. And that was pretty amazing, too. sometime when you're not doing anything else, look up Pamukkale. And it's spelled just like it sounds in Turkey. And look at some of those things, and those are pretty amazing too. But yeah, we get out to the White Sands. White Sands was mostly the missile range was mostly just, you know, brown desert and, you know, uninhabited, which is why they used it for a missile range. But they did have some unique wildlife. There were actually some African antelopes called gemsbok that somebody had brought some over at one point in time, and they let them get out and breed, and now there's a herd of them running around, or at least there was then, of them running around out in the desert, out in the missile range. They're an antelope with kind of straight antlers and brown and white and black stripes running down their body. And first time I saw a herd of those, I thought, wait a minute, that does not belong here. But it's an African antelope that actually runs around out there in the desert.
KN4RJN, this is KN4HTP. I'm going to take a little break here and invite all stations with a 2-meter beam to please report your azimuth. All stations with a 2-meter beam, please report your azimuth.
W2MJV, my azimuth is 32.
KN4HTP. I will collect that information as it comes in. Back to you, Mr. John, KN4RJN. So you throw out a name like Balukale in Turkey and tell me it's spelled the way it sounds. Is that because you have no idea? Or you think I'm smarter than I am? Let's go with option two. You think I'm smarter than I am.
This is KN4RJN. Hang on a minute. Let me write it down here as to how I remember it. Okay, that would be Papa Alpha, Mike Uniform, Kilo, Alpha, Lima, Alpha, I think. I think that's how I remember seeing it.
Crazy looking deer, they're running around in New Mexico or in Turkey?
The gemsboks were running around in New Mexico. They're actually from Africa. Pamukkale is where the white gypsum, well, it was actually white dissolved calcium. I probably had some gypsum in it. made pools and dripping down these white, almost like stalactites, down to the next pool and so forth. But Pamukkale, Turkey, is what you want to Google and look for pictures of that.
KN4RJN, this is KN4HTP. You know, there is interesting stuff no matter what little corner of the world you land in. Who would ever have guessed that there are African deer running around in the desert of New Mexico? And that just reminded me, a while back my son did an in-depth, I don't know what the right word is. He was just studying water patterns in the state of Utah. And he came home with a handful glob of salt that he just picked up from one of the areas that he was studying. And I'm guessing it was near this Great Salt Lake, but it was just fascinating to you know, take a look at that, this big clump of salt. So the calcium deposits making caves and the gypsum making the white sand in White Sands National Park, it's all very interesting.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, let me refresh your the spelling on Pamukkale. I looked it up to make sure I had it right. It's actually Papa Alpha Mike Uniform Kilo Kilo Alpha Lima Echo, Pamukkale, Turkey. And just Google that and look for pictures. And I used to live there.
Set up along with my black-tinned hummingbird. So. It's interesting how I still love to learn stuff, even if it's little details like a hummingbird or a place that you know, nation like Pamukkale, Turkey.
Roger, this is KN4RJN. Yeah. In any event, I better back on out of here and let somebody else get a chance. So Say hello to Mark for me. You guys have a good evening. I'll say 73s and back on out of here. And this is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. John, thanks for sticking around for the rag chew. I appreciate it. At this time, I'm going to check and see. It looks like I have another EchoLink station. So EchoLink station, if you'd like to check in at this time, please call net control.
This is KK4RQO, Kilo Kilo 4, really quick operator, Cody here in Cleveland, Georgia. Does the repeater have a tone? I've got a new antenna down here in Cleveland, Georgia. Not. And I've got it set up with like an 88.5. Wasn't sure if y'all put a tone on it or not. And I had to reset my radio. Wanted to make sure I had everything still set up correct in the radio.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you for checking in tonight. EchoLink lists you as Cody, but I think you introduced yourself as Frazier, and you're in Cleveland, Georgia. KK4RQO. Thanks for joining us tonight. Your EchoLink system is working. I can give you that. Thanks for checking in tonight. All right, at this time, I'm going to see if there are any stations that I've missed for check-ins. Any stations all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP. This is Whiskey 4, Juliet Hotel Uniform, W4JHU, Alex in Columbus, no traffic, no comments. Thank you for running the net.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Alex, checking in from Columbus, W4JHU. Thanks for joining us tonight, Alex. Hope you have a good evening. All right, at this time, I'm going to go back to RAG 2, and I have my friend KC4EZN. What's been up with you today?
KN4HTP, KC4EZN. Good evening, Wendy. While you and John were talking, I went and Googled the word rag chew. And most of the hits turned out to be connected to amateur radio, although I did not get a really good, or I did not find in the time I spent looking, a really good where it really came from, but it was basically an inconsequential amount of conversation. And on amateur radio, it was defined by one site as conversations that lasted more than a half an hour. There's all kinds of interesting little things floating around out there, and I kind of wondered where that came from, and I'm not real sure I found it, but basically, Some of the other meanings were chewing the fat, chewing cud, which it probably comes closer. If you know anything about how cows eat, they eat a whole bunch of grass, and then they bring it back up, and they chew it, chew it, chew it, and that's called chewing the cud. I'm not sure how we translated that into amateur radio, but... Anyway, John's still listening. I have added a fox to my list of animals that I have seen pass through the yard. And one night as I passed through the yard, I found out that I'm one possum short. This fox was headed home with supper. So I'm now short of a possum. But anyway, I don't know how strange that is, but it's kind of interesting. Watching these animals out the back window, and I don't have much backyard behind my house, so they walk through. But anyway, had an interesting day. Gotten a notice through the bureau that they were out of supplies, which means that I needed to send them some envelopes and stamps, and I did that. And today I got three envelopes back. I got 55 QSL cards in the mail today. And one of them was from a Ukraine station, and I think we're now calling it Kyiv. and the picture was taken at night, and it's one of these things where you're looking out over the city, and from one side of the car to the other, you see nothing but lights. That's my radio wants to turn me off and beep at me after 3 minutes, so I'm going to have to remember to let my thumb up every now and then. Anyway, it was interesting to see that night view of Kyiv. This is a rather impressive looking city at night. I think it's bigger than we probably think it is. Of course, that whole country is a very large country. Anyway, not gonna go there anymore. We just been playing up here. The rain has been off and on. It is sunshine for a few minutes, and then it clouds over and it sprinkles a few minutes. And the best part of that is the grass is too wet to mow. And I have no real problem with that, except one day I'm going to have to pay the price and mow it tall and or wet, which probably means that I'm going to mow it twice or mow it once and rake it once. I'm not big on raking. But other than that, Wendy, we're just having a good time up here. We'll find out Thursday night how our ham fest turned out financially. Some of the people that were there most of the time thinks that the numbers were a little bit down, but especially from last year. But then last year we were all just busting to get out and do something. But we shall see. I think it was fun, and hopefully we're headed towards lining things up again for next year. Anyway, I enjoyed meeting you and Mark. It was real pleasant to see faces to go with voices. With that, Wendy, we'll turn it back to you. KN4HTP, KC4EZN.
4EZN, this is KN4HTP. I'm glad you looked up RAGCHU, the meaning of that. I don't like the definition of inconsequential conversation. I think our conversation is worthwhile. And I don't think I like the chewing the cud either, because that kind of makes me think it's repetitive or we're talking about the same thing just in 10 different ways. But maybe that's just me being a little bit negative. And lasting a half hour. That one's a tough one, too, because at least as long as I've been acquainted with it, we try to keep it, 15 to 20 minutes at the most, and 2 or 3 minutes normally, so we can hear from a lot of people. So anyway, that is interesting, and I appreciate you looking that up. I think it's an important part of our net, and I do enjoy hearing from a few people some of the details of our lives. I think it builds a sense of community for all of us, and we all feel more, I don't know, it's just good to feel like you belong. So I think it's a positive thing, this conversation, whether we call it RAGCHU or not. Anyway, I'm not sure if that's good or bad that the fox got his dinner and you have one less possum. Although I can't imagine possums tasting. I don't know. Is there much meat on a possum?
There is. The problem is the meat is very greasy. My grandfather used to set rabbit traps. I don't know if you... A rabbit holler. It's kind of like the... I'll remember the word in a minute. The traps you put out now that don't kill the animal. This was just a box with a little trip in it. When the animal ran in it, it tripped a little lever and the door shut. Well, he caught for every rabbit, he probably caught 6 possum, and every now and then he would pick one that he liked and pin it up and feed it for about a week. They're carrion eaters. Well, they eat anything. But he would feed it good, clean food for about a week and kill it and dress it, and my grandmother would cook it. I never had the nerve to eat it. But I know that this is greasy meat, and I guess if you're hungry, it is edible. But they have enough meat to be worth cooking, if that's what you're interested in. Fortunately, I never was. KN4HTP, KC4EZN.